We had a vision for our life, and there was only one way to reach those dreams, and that was to build a strong financial foundation. This foundation began with our budget. We wanted our budget to help us live on less, stop the paycheck to paycheck cycle, pay off debt, and save for retirement. It took us several months for us to realize that our first few budgets were completely unrealistic. Instead of writing a budget that represented our real life, we were writing a budget that looked like a life we didn't want to live. It took us time to learn more about our spending habits, where our money was going, and how to write a budget that we could actually stick to. Hey, this is Allison, and welcome to the Inspire Budget Podcast, where we talk all things budgeting, debt, and saving money. In today's episode, I'm giving you a little sneak peek into something that I've actually written for my upcoming book. So if you don't know, I'm actually writing a book. I'm working with Wiley Publishing Company to write a book. Actually, it's called Money Made Easy. And so this is something that I've written in my book. It doesn't necessarily mean it's going to be exactly like this in my book, but I wanted to share it with you. It's all about really how to stick to your budget. Let's go ahead and dive in. I wanted to scream. I was angry, frustrated, and the thought, why do I even bother trying, played on repeat in my mind. With clenched fists and anger welling up inside me, I realized that Matt and I weren't as prepared to handle our money as I had thought. Just 7 days earlier, my husband and I had spent an afternoon listing out our expenses and writing what we thought was the perfect budget. It was wonderful on paper. In fact, we were so proud of what we had created. I was excited and nervous to start the process of budgeting and paying off debt. For years, we had absolutely no control over our money. I was determined for this to be the moment that everything changed. I imagined everything falling into place beautifully. Our hopes were high, and we believed that what we put down on paper would magically happen. It was almost as if we believed that writing it all down was the hardest part. What could possibly go wrong? Well, the joke was on us, because 7 days later, it was completely ruined. How on earth did we miss so many expenses? How did we mess up so much? We were over budget in several areas and had completely forgotten to include several expenses in our budget. Why? What had happened? We didn't know how to write a budget that we could actually stick to. I was angry enough in that moment that I wanted to give up. I was stressed enough that I wanted to throw my budget in the trash. Part of me even started to assume that it would always be this way. Heck, I was even frustrated enough that I was ready to head to my nearest Target, buy a grande Starbucks latte, and just shop. I knew that I would immediately feel better if I started filling that glorious red cart with items that made me happy. But a small part of me understood that this entire budget thing and managing our money better came with a learning curve, and that a Target shopping trip wouldn't actually help. Why did I automatically assume that we would get it right the first time? Just like a child learning to ride a bike for the first time, there will be bumps and bruises along the way. We would fall down and have to pick ourselves back up. Even though in that moment, every part of me wanted to give up, I knew we had goals. We had a vision for our life, and there was only one way to reach those dreams, and that was to build a strong financial foundation. This foundation began with our budget. We wanted our budget to help us live on less, stop the paycheck to paycheck cycle, pay off debt, and save for retirement. It took us several months for us to realize that our first few budgets were completely unrealistic. Instead of writing a budget that represented our real life, we were writing a budget that looked like a life we didn't want to live. It took us time to learn more about our spending habits, where our money was going, and how to write a budget that we could actually stick to. One of the most common complaints about budgeting comes down to people struggling to stick to their budget each month. I know firsthand that self-discipline is easy in theory, but can actually be extremely difficult in real life. It's no secret that writing a budget isn't the hardest part about budgeting. Sticking to your budget and following through with it is where most people struggle. In fact, 85% of budgets fail because people don't see their budget through. I totally just made up that statistic, but I really do think it's true, so I'm keeping it. When you learn how to actually stick to the budget that you set, amazing things happen. You're able to change the way you see your budget, and budgeting becomes easier. You might actually start looking forward to writing a budget, and you end up having more control over your money. To help make your budget easy to stick to, I'm going to be sharing 5 tips in this podcast that you can implement starting today. The first tip for how to actually stick to your budget is to keep a buffer in your budget. Most budgets fail because we expect perfection. However, perfection is impossible. Instead of giving up on the process, it's time to expect the unexpected. It's time to expect that unexpected expenses will pop up during the month. You can do this by adding a buffer to your budget. When you write your budget each month, add a buffer as a line item in your budget. This buffer will help cover any of those small, unexpected expenses that pop up and tend to get you off track. You can literally add a buffer to your budget by simply adding the word buffer as a line item in your budget. I personally add mine under the variable expenses column. Assign an amount for your buffer. Our family prefers to add $100 to $200 buffer to every budget we write. Adding a buffer to your budget will help you stay on budget even when you overspend a little in a few categories. Essentially, this buffer is a catch-all for anything that comes up and might sidetrack you or get you off track with your budget. Tip number two for how to stick to your budget is to stay out of the stores. When I first started budgeting, I had to have what I like to call a Target detox. Essentially, I stayed completely out of Target. Why? Because I had zero self-control inside what I like to call the motherland. I knew that if I went into the store, I'd be tempted. So I had to stop putting myself in that situation. Now, this might seem extreme to some people, but I always told myself that Target will still be there when I was ready and willing to return. It wasn't going anywhere, and that helped me stick to my detox so I could spend more time developing healthier spending habits. If you're trying to stick to your budget, go to the store as little as possible, especially if you're tempted to spend in these stores. This extends to places like the grocery store and even online shopping. Most people overspend at the grocery store and justify it easily. Instead, try to only go to the grocery store once a week so you don't have multiple opportunities to spend money that you hadn't planned on spending. You could even consider ordering your groceries online so you don't impulse shop while you're in the store. Overall, you'll spend less and stick to your budget if you are literally not in a place to spend money. Your wallet and your budget will thank you. The third tip for sticking to your budget is to check your calendar before you make a budget. I made this mistake early on with budgeting when I assumed that my budget would essentially look the same every single month. The issue is that that's not always the case, especially when you have celebrations, holidays, or birthdays coming up. Many people struggle with sticking to their budget because they're caught off guard by commitments such as birthday parties, anniversaries, and even school functions. Before you sit down to write your budget, or really as you're sitting down to write your budget, check your calendar. Be sure to check for any celebrations, social outings, or any school parties that you might have to attend or your children might have to attend. Plan for these expenses in advance and budget for them so you don't blow your budget. I cannot tell you how many times I've had something unexpected come up and I felt like my budget was off track for the entire month. Once I was off track with my budget, I felt like it was a waste of time to keep budgeting. But if I'm being completely honest, most of those events were not unexpected at all. I just didn't set aside time to actually check my calendar before I wrote my budget. Your budget doesn't have to be completely thrown off just because your kids had a birthday party to attend or your friend wants to go out for drinks. Check your calendar in advance for any expenses that might pop up along the way. This will help you stick to your budget during the month. Today's podcast episode is brought to you by my free budget class. In this class, I'm sharing my four-step framework to budget for your best life without sacrificing your weekly latte runs. You're going to be learning the three massive mistakes that everybody makes with their budget and why they are costing you money. You're going to be learning the secret to finding more money in your budget each month, and you're going to learn the exact four-step framework that I use and have been using for years on end to write a budget that allows you to live your best life while spending money on what you love and reaching your money goals. This is the same framework that I teach inside of my exclusive membership, the Inspire Budget Inner Circle, and I have a feeling that it's going to inspire you and give you exactly the steps that you need to write a budget for your best life. Plus, this training comes with a free workbook that I'll be sending your way. Click the link in my show notes to sign up or go to inspirebudget.com/free class to choose a time that works best for you. I'll see you in class. Tip number four for sticking to your budget is to track your spending every day. One of my best friends, Amanda, approached me years ago for guidance with her money. She wanted to start budgeting and turned to me for help. I was thrilled to help her set up her budget. I nerd out on this, and the fact that my best friend wanted my support brought me so much joy. I knew budgeting would help her reach her money goals, but I also knew that she needed to start tracking her spending if she wanted to make progress with her money. Amanda needed to know where her money was going. She was on board and willing to do what it took to have confidence with her money. So she started tracking her spending and even went back to track where she had spent money the month before. I'll never forget the day she called me in complete shock. She had just tracked how much money she and her husband had spent at the grocery store the month prior, and it was a lot more than she had expected. Amanda had never tracked her spending before and assumed they were only spending between $400 to $500 each month on groceries for the two of them. They both love cooking, so going to the grocery store is kind of like their version of walking into a theme park with the best rides. As it turns out, she and her husband had spent over $1,000 at the grocery store in 1 month for just the two of them. They were running by the grocery store every few days, and those quick trips add up fast. Needless to say, Amanda and her husband's eyes were opened after they tracked their spending. She now knew what their biggest temptation was. Even better, she knew that if they wanted to cut back on their grocery spending, she would have to put a plan in place to help make that happen. I'm happy to say that Amanda and her husband now spend much less at the grocery store every single month. They have more control over their money, and it all started with both their budget and tracking their spending. When you track your spending, essentially you're categorizing your past spending choices. You're tracking money that has already been spent. You're adding up how much money you spend on each category in your budget. And this gives you an idea of how much you're spending on groceries, restaurants, online shopping, clothing, and any other expense in your budget. I personally love tracking my spending because it gives me a clear picture of my own personal spending habits. Tracking your spending allows you to look at your past spending to find patterns. You can identify where you tend to overspend as well as when you tend to overspend. Tracking your spending gives you information on if you're actually following the budget you wrote, because let's be honest, we don't always stick to the plan we set. Once you've tracked your spending for the month, I love to look back and ask myself three very specific questions to help find patterns in your spending. The first question is, did I go over budget on a certain category? If so, has this been happening for several months in a row? If the answer is yes, it might be time to either increase your budget for that category or put a boundary or plan in place to help you stay on track. The second question is, was I caught off guard by any expenses? Sometimes we're hit with unexpected expenses, and these can throw off your budget, which can leave you frustrated with your money. If any expenses continue to catch you off guard, like that car oil change you forgot you would need, then it's time to think about creating a sinking fund to help cover those costs. The third question is, what are my strengths and weaknesses? I don't want you to spend all your time focusing on the areas of your money where you want to improve. Be sure to celebrate the areas where you are strong and you've made progress. If you stayed on budget when it came to grocery shopping, recognize and celebrate it. You can also think through areas where you need to improve. If you always end up spending more money on the weekends than you had planned, think about less expensive activities to fill your days off or increase that budget area. If you're willing to track your spending, you'll be amazed at what you learn about yourself and your money. And the more you learn, the closer you get to creating helpful money habits that make you proud and allow you to actually stick to your budget. Tip number five for sticking to your budget, and one of my personal favorites, is to find an accountability partner. It is so important to have an accountability partner when you're really trying to stick to the budget for the first or even the fifth time. Your accountability partner can be a spouse, a family member, or even a friend. When you feel like giving up, because those times will come, or when you feel like you need a little bit of guidance, turn to your accountability partner for help and encouragement. Celebrate both your big and small wins with this person. Be honest and authentic when it comes to your struggles so they can encourage you. Having someone to walk with on this journey can make getting your money under control and sticking to your budget so much easier. So there you have it. Five tips, five real tips of things I actually do and things I want you to do to help you actually stick to your budget. To recap, those tips are to keep a buffer in your budget. This is a tip I swear by and I think helps so much. The second tip is to stay out of the stores, and remember, those stores will still be there when you're ready to go back into them, but sometimes we need a little little bit of a detox. Tip number three is to check your calendar before you make a budget so that you can make sure your budget actually matches your upcoming month. The fourth tip is to track your spending every day so that way you can see patterns in your spending, and those patterns allow you to write a budget that matches your real life. And those patterns, and once you recognize those patterns, you're able to write a budget that matches your real life. And the fifth tip is to find an accountability person, someone you can turn to when you're tempted to overspend, and someone that you can turn to that will celebrate your success with you. It's time for a budget question that was sent in from Andrea. She says, what is the best way to deal with the rising costs of everything? Inflation has been really hard on our budget. Oh my gosh, Andrea, you are not the only one that feels this way. In fact, this same type of question was asked in my Inner Circle membership, and we talked about different things you can do to try to deal with inflation. Because ultimately, I don't think that these prices are coming down. Inflation is higher than it's ever been in years. And unfortunately, we're going to have to adjust and make adjustments in our life to help deal with it so that we can continue to make progress with our money. So I'm going to be sharing with you really quickly five things you can do to help you deal with the rising cost of inflation. The first thing is to try less expensive products. So when you're at the store, when you're shopping for clothing, when you're shopping for food, try generic. Try the less expensive products at least once. I'm not saying you have to stick with them. I'm just saying try them because overall that can help you spend a little bit less. The second tip is to try a new, less expensive store. If you have an Aldi near you, go to it one weekend. Try it out. Get your groceries there for one weekend so that way you can see the quality of the food and also the price difference. The third tip is to look for free alternatives. This one is huge, especially if you have small kids. When my kids were small, I would always go online into Facebook Marketplace or even one of those like free cycle sites on Facebook, like a free cycle group in your area, where I would look for things I could get my kids for free. And then I would also put up items that my kids had outgrown, toys, outdoor things, anything that could really be washed. I would put those up for free as well. And what this allowed was for me to get things for my kids that I would normally go to Amazon, Walmart, or Target to buy, and it allowed me to get them for absolutely free. Another idea is whenever you're thinking about entertainment, instead of going and paying for the movies, look for free alternatives. Lots of libraries have actually museum tickets. You can get passes for museums for free. They have lots of things that you can do for free, different events around the city, around your town that you can actually enjoy for entertainment for free. So looking for free alternatives is a really great way to help really just inflation not hit your budget so hard. The fourth tip is to increase your income, and that's going to give you really the biggest bang for your buck. You can only cut back on your spending so much. There's only so much that you can spend less on or get for free. However, increasing your income has a bigger potential for you to deal with rising costs of everything that's going on. So ultimately, be willing to ask for a raise. Be willing to negotiate for more hours. Be willing to find a way to increase your income and justify it by saying, look, inflation is higher. If you're only giving me a 3% raise, that's not actually matching the cost of inflation. I'm still not making as much money compared to what everything is costing. And the fifth tip, which other than increasing your income, I find the most important, is to remember your priorities. I think that we live in this world where society tells us we need everything, that we need the fanciest car, we need the newest clothes, we need the nicest home, we need all of these things to take the best vacations, we need name brand of everything. And it can be really easy to get sucked into that and actually think that's what you want, to actually think that all of those things are priorities. However, when you stop and you pause and you think about what really brings you joy and what you really want to spend money on, you might actually realize that some of the things that society is telling you to spend money on isn't actually anything you want. It's just something that you thought you want because so many people told you to want it. So let me give you an example. For me personally, I had to learn that I don't want or need, or really my priority doesn't lie with having fancy name brand clothes, really nice branded jeans, really nice clothing. That just isn't a priority in my life. It used to be a priority for me because that's what society told me. And instead, where my priority lies is in experiences. I would rather spend less money on the stuff in my home and the stuff that I wear, and I would rather spend more money on experiences and trips and travel with my family. When I'm able to think through those priorities and I'm being tempted to spend money on things that might not be a priority in my life, I'm willing and able to say, you know what? This isn't something that I need to be spending money. This isn't something that I even want to be spending money on, because I'd rather be spending my money over here instead. And when you can remember your priorities, it allows you to spend money based off of your own personal values and what you want in life. And when we're able to do that, you actually spend less money on everything else. And that can actually help you deal with the rising cost of inflation, because you're able to only spend money on areas of your life that are meaningful to you. Well, we've made it to the end of another episode, and I hope that this one helps you live your best life, reach your money goals, and stick to your budget better than ever. As always, if you're enjoying this podcast, it would mean the world to me if you would take just a couple of seconds to leave a rating or review on whatever podcast app that you're listening to this on. It's totally free also to subscribe or follow this podcast. This way, you'll get them downloaded to your podcast playing app every single Thursday when a new episode drops. I'll see you next week.